Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
I happen to have the TV on, hearing them talk about a local exhibit, the Titanic exhibit, coming to town. And as that's happening, I hear him say, "I was an engineer." I want to talk about reincarnation. Hi, I'm Wendy. I've taken a break because of some family. It's been a busy fall, busy time of year. And Halloween, this time of year, is always a more active, energetic time. So I've been focused a little bit more on the writing and collecting some background material, just reading, researching. And I've got more interviews planned, but just kind of in between. And then this happened, and I thought, you know what? I need to talk about it. I blogged it. And that blog is talkingtonightlights.com. Hopefully when you listen to that, it'll still be active. It's the internet. Eventually things retire. But this has to do with a posthumous wink. Reincarnation revelation. Now, I was present for, someone who died. They were in the last few hours, and I stopped by. I knew this was happening. It had been coming on a while. So the deal was, I told him discreetly, I said, "If there's anything you would like to know or you would need help with or anything like that, just let me know." And thinking that he would tell his friend and I would get a message that way. And that's what I said. If you don't think of it, or if you can't connect, then have your friend connect with me. So when he did pass, I knew that night I was sending energy, and I got the message he had transitioned. And I said, "Well, is the body here?" I know that's a crazy question. It has more to do with me saying, "How recent is this?" And that's the way I frame it anyway. They said, "Well, the body is still here, but the soul has stepped out." And to me, when I went to visit, and this was during the final few hours, days, the energy of the room was buoyant. I mean, it was just alive. So he was in between. He was actually able to connect with people, but not through his body. His body was shutting down, getting ready to vacate. All right. So in that preparation, there's this spirit energy that all amplifies and helps the soul to step out, jump. And I did tell him, "You're going to feel a wave. Ride the wave. Ride the wave." And he responded, you know, "Okay." You know, and it's just that thing of knowing there's an amazing, incredible amplification of energy as we move from one plane to the next. And that was what I was able to sense. And it was also helpful because had another piece of information that said a psychic went there, another intuitive went there. And she and I, without knowing each other, both had the same word for the energy in that room. And we both said, "Buoyant." I just thought that was a neat little synchronicity. So here goes. That day after the transition, I had him come to me and say, "Tell him I'll be home when he gets home." Now, I'm not giving you all the names and all the details, just because this can happen to anybody, and it keeps it a little bit more open. Anyway, so I told him, "Okay, give me time. I'll do this." Because for one thing, all of a sudden, here he is. It's less than 24 hours, and the deceased is ready to get the message forward that he's not dead, okay? Still here, still active. And he even made that impression on the way out. The lights are blinking and that kind of thing. Okay, so he's a little anxious and wanting me to act very quickly. But I said, I'll do this. I just need to do it on my time. And the funny thing was, he said, "You said you'd help." I had said right before he left, "If there's anything I can do, I'll help. Let me know. I can help. I can try to help." And so here he is calling me on what I had promised. I'm like, okay. But what happened was, I did wait because I didn't want to interfere. I didn't want to overshadow what should be a normal, natural transition state and the experience for that person when he went to the house and felt for himself whether or not the deceased was present. So sure enough, I missed the phone call when he originally called at 6 o'clock, out walking the dogs. 7 o'clock, I returned the call, and he told me the house didn't feel empty. And I'm like, yeah, he wanted me to tell you that he would be there when you got home. He said, yeah, it doesn't feel empty. Okay, now there's a huge, huge thing that happens here. They try to get us to understand that they are still in some way alive. They have not winked out. They are not gone. They are present, but on a higher plane. And so during this time, what he is doing, the deceased, is doing and continuing to do, is checking in with his friends, giving them little hints and clues and winks. And so that's happening. He was gifted with electronics, and he could do all sorts of things in terms of repairing machines, engines. He was born knowing that. And all his friends loved that about him because it was like he could fix anything. So guess what, Mr. Fix-It, you're on duty. So he did. And in the meantime, some of the things that have been happening, one instance, the person started the car without the key activating it. Okay, so the person, it's like it takes two clicks, it activated with one. And then turning it off, it activated all by itself without being turned on. As she walked away, the car acted. This is something that they're able to do with electronics. Now, of course, you know, the talking to night lights thing, yeah, I've experienced that in December. It's 28 years that this interactive night light has worked for me. And all that did was help me to understand that we are in constant presence of others who are non-corporeal, non-physical. They can connect if we want. Some are interlopers. They just pass on through. But it's reminding me with this nightlight that I'm always engaged with that higher presence. And that's been incredibly entertaining and educational. So anyway, here we go. He checks in again. I'm in the middle of doing the morning traffic. I do that, still do that. And the TV show in the background, because I'm monitoring several things to be able to pull the traffic together. And so I happen to have the TV on, hearing them talk about a local exhibit, the Titanic exhibit, coming to town. And as that's happening, I hear him say, I was an engineer. And I'm thinking, oh, really? So here's the Titanic information, like what I had seen, that display at his funeral, this elaborate display of all of his collection of Titanic stuff. And I didn't know this, but I was told throughout his life, he had been so incredibly focused as a hobby on collecting the Titanic information, reading about it, knowing about it, understanding it. And then with this display, it gave me an idea. Okay, so yeah, he was very invested in that. He also said he thought he had been on the Titanic. So here this information is, I was an engineer. And again, this is intuitive information, so it doesn't necessarily come through like somebody's giving you a full sentence language. It's a knowing that has that information in it. So it's that thing of, okay, I have this download of, he was an engineer. So I can look that up. So yeah, Google, look it up. Wikipedia, Britannica. What happened was I happened to pull up a picture that immediately resonated. And I think it's like 25 guys on a different ship. He's pictured in that, and it says there are 14 of the engineers from the Titanic in this picture. Now, again, when I was talking to him or got information from him about him being on the Titanic, I had an image prior to this of what he might look like. I didn't remember the face as much as I remembered the uniform, the hat, and the disposition. So when I see this image, it isn't really the face, it's the brim of the hat and the way the uniform is that somehow says this is him. Then I see, oh, it's got a number. So this is someone who was on the Titanic and he was deceased. So there we go, number. Comes up, P. Sloan. This is the name, Paul, P. Paul Sloan. And so I pass it on because I don't know anything else about this. I'm not the person who had the background about how much he was involved with the Titanic. They do the research. And then what I post on my blog, A Posthumous Wink, Reincarnation Revelation, the image that comes up for his face and the face of the Titanic engineer, who, by the way, was an electrician, that face is so incredibly similar to his face. Seeing the two of them together, I was just absolutely astounded. And so I also had a little thing to compare. And the points of resemblance, both have a similar overall facial geometry, oval shape, taper toward the chin, cheekbones and eye placement align in proportion. They both wear a mustache of comparable style and thickness, lending a visual echo across eras. The nose bridge and brow line appear structurally consistent with a straight midline profile and moderate nasal width. Both faces convey a measured, composed demeanor, adding to the impression of kinship or energetic correspondence. Not necessarily proof, but similar. And that's what's so incredible. So here we go. The other thing is I've also done, in the archives, interviews. There are three men who have actually done some incredible research connecting them in the present life to the past life. Robert Snow, he's a former captain with the Indianapolis Police Department. He retired in 2007, served 38 years. He was kind of a skeptic, but he happened on a whim to undergo a hypnotic regression. And then, after all of the research, he finds out that he was a 19th century artist named Carol Beckwith. And when he had 28 points, verifiable points, to see if they connected, every single one did, 100% of that, because of his detective background, he was a perfect person for that job. So that one is in the archives. The other one, Stephen Alex, author of When I Was Someone Else. Journalist, war correspondent, hardcore reporter. He gets this impression and sense that he had a past life. And this is something that he actually thought he needed to go ahead and listen to the guidance. I believe it was an ayahuasca experience in South America that led to this disclosure. A shaman appeared to him and sent him on a trek to find his background as a German soldier. The other one is Jeffrey Keane. He's author of Fire in the Soul, Reincarnation from Antietam to Ground Zero. And his comparison photos, when you look, you can't even tell the difference. They are so absolutely spot on identical. These are stories that have background information about how they connect from the present life to the past life. And then Walter Senkew, he was also researching all of these kinds of histories to come up with people who had been reincarnated with pictures and backstories. Again, in the podcast archives. So I've had this information, you know, on the back burner, or at least filed, because I thought it was fascinating. And I had my own past life experience. And so it isn't that I was a skeptic. I just hadn't expected to be so exposed to it from someone who was recently deceased, wanting to connect dots with their loved ones to show them. This is why that was so important. Here's the rest of the story. Okay, so that's why it's been a busy month, or at least part of it. But you can read more details about that on the blog. I posted a little bit more about the transition And the, you know, the winks that come along with that, because there's more than that. But then this the reincarnation element that was like the kicker, amazing. And it's just so, I don't know, it gives us an idea that we are so much more than just this physical body, that the soul has been all over the place and maybe incarnated hundreds of times. We still need to figure out how that impacts our present life and some of the things that we carry forward. And that's how we can learn more about who we are beyond this current lifetime. So if you have any curiosity about these, you can check out P. Sloan, Senior Electrician on the Titanic. And then the picture of the deceased, who's featured on my blog, is amazing. And I'm really grateful to have been able to help connect the dots. You don't have to believe it. You could just find it curious and maybe connect your own dots. We are more than the physical body. And when you make that connection, everything changes. One of the reasons I know, feel, understand, am aware of my presence beyond the physical form is because of a really interesting out-of-body experience when I was 14. I had my wisdom teeth pulled. And I came away from that in the car, talking to my mom, and realizing one of the images I had was looking over the shoulder of the dentist as he was doing the extractions and seeing the inside of my mouth. Right then I knew I should not have had that image. That should not have been my perspective. But I remembered it clearly. And the nurse, the whole nine yards, in that office, being able to see what was happening as the dentist did the procedure. At that point, I knew. I'm not stuck in the physical body. My question was, how could I get out and stay alive? And that's for another story, another day. So the search was on, and the story continues. Check out the archives for the shows if you're interested in past life. These guys have some incredible stories. And if you want to know more about out-of-body experiences, check out the blog, obeoutlook.blogspot. Bob Peterson reviews books about the out-of-body experience. The most amazing part of this is that I had connected with the deceased just prior to him transitioning. And I said privately, if there's anything that you would like me to help with or anything I can do for you, please let me know and tell your friend if you think of it when I'm not here. And he agreed. I just didn't expect it to happen on the day that he had transitioned. That was mind-blowing. But he needed me to help him connect pieces of his puzzle. It wasn't just about letting his friends know that he was still alive and could still connect to them. It was what had happened that connected him to a past life. That's the information he wanted me to get across. And that's what this is about. Reincarnation and his extraordinary connection to the Titanic. Thanks for listening.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.